The patriarch of Lebanon's Maronite Christian Church presided over a solemn and traditional funeral service in St. George's Cathedral, where Pierre Jamail's coffin was draped in the flag of his Falange party. But with hundreds of thousands of people massing outside in Martyrs Square, the day quickly transformed into a defiant, angry political rally in support of Lebanon's anti-Syrian ruling coalition. The crowd heaped scorn on Syria's president and his Lebanese allies, especially Lebanese President Emile Lahoud.
Lahoud is a killer. We want him to get out from Abda.
A woman named Julia, with a Falange flag draped over her shoulders, said what Lebanon needs before anything else is justice and a new president.
But the president needs to step down. I think he needs to be arrested. This is what should happen. He needs to be arrested. It's time.
Many of the mourners blame Syria and its allies, not just for Jamail's assassination on Tuesday, but also for five earlier killings of anti-Syrian politicians over the last 2 years. Syria has denied it had any role in those attacks. A man named Khalil stood with a small group of friends, all wearing hats from the Christian group called the Lebanese Forces. He says, I wish the Lebanese people could come together for weddings and happy occasions, but unfortunately we come together on days like this to bury people. Martyrs Square was a sea of red, white, and green Lebanese flags waving alongside banners from several different Christian factions and the main Druze party. Muslims and Christians stood side by side. A woman named Amal Jafan, wearing a black and white Muslim headscarf, held photos of both Pierre Jamail and former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, two slain politicians, one Christian, the other Muslim.
The two died for the same reason. That's why.
She said the assassins are trying to destroy Lebanon's sovereignty and kill off its independent leaders. And she recalled that not too long ago, Lebanon's Christians and Muslims were mortal enemies.
But now we are all together, Christian, Muslim, everyone, because we have to support our country.
Political representatives of pro-Syrian factions were notably absent. The parliamentary speaker, Nabi Berri of the Shiite Amal party, attended the funeral, but leaders of Hezbollah, which has broad Shiite support, stayed away, as did their Christian ally, General Michel Aoun. Those pro-Syrian factions have been demanding the government's resignation, and their six cabinet ministers have walked out. The opposition's promised street protests were delayed after Jamail was killed. But sectarian tensions are higher now than they have been since the end of Lebanon's vicious 14-year civil war. In a series of political speeches after the funeral service, the leaders of the anti-Syrian March 14th movement rallied supporters and vowed that their government will not only survive, but thrive. The politicians, including Rafik Hariri's son Saad Hariri, Druze leader Walid Jumblat, and Pierre Jamail's father, former President Amin Jamail, renewed their calls for an international court to investigate Lebanon's political assassinations. After the funeral, in the mountains east of Beirut, Pierre Jamail's body was laid to rest in his home village of Bikfaya. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Beirut.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。